Town Hall Celebration of International Women's Day Removed After Transgender Activism Pressure. By Kurt Zindelka on March 3, 2020. LGBT activists forced a local council in England to take down flags bearing the dictionary definition of the word female ahead of International Women's Day, saying the message was transphobic. Merseyside Council in Liverpool removed flags celebrating International Women's Day from local town halls that read woman. WMN, noun, adult female, the definition of female according to an English dictionary, which local LGBTQ activists claimed was a hostile message to people in the transgender community. Dr. Adrian Harrop, a self-described ally of the transgender community who identifies as he/him, tweeted at the council, writing, "Hi at Sefton Council, the flag you're flying at the moment is a hostile transphobic dog whistle. Recognized as a symbol and brand of one of Britain's most outspoken and visible trans antagonists, and the leader of the transphobic hate group." In response to the backlash, the council removed the flags, according to the Liverpool Echo, saying, "We were asked to support International Women's Day by flying a flag above Bootle and Southport town halls, which we did so with effect for Monday, March 2. However, we have since been made aware of a potential issue regarding the messaging on the flag and have taken them down." The woman, WMN, noun, adult human female message was first put up on a billboard in Liverpool in 2018 by Kelly J. Keane Minchell, also known as Posy Parker, a women's rights activist and blogger. The poster was removed, again following a complaint from Dr. Harrop, who said it was a symbol that makes transgender people feel unsafe. Ms. Keane Minchell said that she was not transphobic, but added that the idea that trans women are women is preposterous. Transgender controversy also erupted ahead of International Women's Day in Leicester, after a students' union at Leicester University voted to rebrand the day as International Womenschutz Day, in order to be more inclusive of transgender women. The university said that it will not officially rename the day, but said in a newsletter to students, "We use the term Womenschutz as a more inclusive spelling of women that includes any person who identifies as a Womenschutz." The name change was met with backlash, including by a trans woman physics teacher, Debbie Hayden, who said, "A woman is not anybody who wants to be a woman. The day becomes meaningless if it is so inclusive it includes both sexes." A female student at the university told The Times that she thought the name change was insulting, adding, "Of course we want to be inclusive, with women of color, disabled women and gay women celebrated. But to change the name belittles everything women have had to fight for." The student union recently elected Dan Orr, a trans woman, to be the university's women's officer, to represent women's issues on campus, despite the university also having a trans officer as well as an LGBT+ officer, and a non-binary officer on the board. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.